Right, so to be honest, I truly wasn't a fan of the 23rd Psalm. In fact, I kind of truly disliked it. For me, that scripture was kind of always tied to death and funerals, and I had plenty of those, and I really didn't want any reminders of them. So I would have just been fine to just have never ever listened to or heard that scripture ever again. That is, until I happened to mention that to Pastor Christopher when he and Connie were over at my house for dinner back in 2013. So everyone should tell their pastor friend that they can't stand one of the most beloved scriptures. Yeah, that went over well. So what he did, it was really nice. He grabbed a Bible and he looked up the 23rd Psalm, and he took time to go through each one of the lines and tell me what it meant. And I thought that was pretty cool. And he told me, no, it's not a psalm about death. It's a psalm about living. And it's a psalm about like rest and provision and protection and restoration and hope. And so in that psalm, it's a declaration of trust in God and describes this caring, tender, loving God. And that tenderness and care and protectiveness that God has becomes even clearer when we see that Jesus is our good shepherd. So that then the human needs for acceptance and protection and provision and love are all perfectly met in Jesus. So with that more accurate understanding of the 23rd Psalm, it moved from a funeral thing and death to a whole different meaning for me. So tonight I thought what we'd do is we'd look at the way that the Psalm talks about sheep and how they are used to represent us and the ways of our being and our needs and the importance of our shepherds, both the sheep and ours. And then I have a guided meditation that we'll do that's at the end of the 23rd Psalm. So the Lord is my shepherd. So sheep are actually able to recognize their shepherd and carry a simple relationship with them, that they actually know the shepherd's voice. I don't know if you've ever seen on, I think, YouTube, there was this practice that they did, a test where they had different people call sheep at this farm. And no one would come. They would call them out, and the sheep wouldn't come. It didn't matter who it was until they heard the shepherd's voice. And all of a sudden, all the sheep came running to the stable. So they knew his name. So the care of the sheep, then, by the shepherd, means that he owns those sheep. So we're like sheep under God's care and guidance. So think about, in what ways has God led you, and how do you experience his care in your life? So I shall not be in want. So sheep can develop this little habit of wandering off in search of greener pastures because they have few defenses. Whenever they are alone, they're more acceptable to prey because they need to be together to have safety in numbers. So whenever they're out there, the predators can get them. So the shepherd needs to always be looking for that sheep that gets away to be able to keep them safe. So how often do you think, like us as humans, we tend to think the grass is always greener somewhere else on that other side? And how often do we kind of stray looking for ways to get our longings met in ways that are actually apart from God? So like sheep, we need to be able to trust that our longings and our deepest needs are going to be met in our relationship with God. So he makes me lie down in green pastures. So sheep, and I didn't know this, but they do not rest unless they are free from conflicts with each other. Who would have thought that? Right? They're relational. They have to be free from predators, free from pests, and free from hunger. These are like high-maintenance animals, aren't they? So they won't rest until that happens. So the shepherd has to protect the sheep from all the problems that are outside of the flock, as well as any problems that are going on inside of the flock. The shepherd has to find feeding grounds that can actually let the sheep eat, but also live safely with each other and around the area that they are. So God wants to provide us that rest as well. So he wants to create a place of peace and safety for us, a place that we can come to and anchor, especially when we experience conflicts, predators, and pests, because I can pretty much assure you that we all have conflicts, predators, and pests in our lives. So how does God give you rest? He leads me beside quiet waters. So sheep need fresh, clear water, but they won't drink from water that's moving fast because sheep can't swim well, and they will drown, especially whenever they have their full wool coats on, and it gets wet. They're sinkers, not floaters. But the good shepherd isn't going to let them drink filthy water, and he's not going to let them go in water that isn't still. So he knows where to go find the right place for the sheep to go in so that they're kept safe and they can get their fill. So we too, if we pay attention, can get led to those still waters and be filled by God's Holy Spirit and have water for our thirsty souls. He restores my soul. So sheep can become cast. I didn't know this either. They get upside down. So let's say they fall over and they're like, eek, all fours are up. They don't know how to get right side up. They can't turn back over, so they can get stuck like that. And when they do that, and if it's really hot, they get dehydrated really quickly. And also, they become prey, right? Because they can't move. And if a predator comes, they're easy target. So they're basically, the sheep is helpless. So the shepherd then is the one who keeps an eye out for him. If he sees that it's happening, he can come up and right the sheep and get him back on all fours. So we can trust God for the needs of the body and spirit that we have. And we know that God can restore our being just like that shepherd finds the upside down sheep and makes him upright again. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So sheep are creatures of habit. By overgrazing, they'll actually eventually destroy their pastures. They have to be led to new pasture land, and only the shepherd knows the best pasture, and only the shepherd knows the best way to get there. If you let a sheep do it, you're going to go to the wrong place. So similarly, right, we're supposed to follow God's ways and not our own destructive ways, because his ways are the best. Just how many times do we have to figure it out before we learn that? So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So there's valleys as they go on the way to the high pasture land, and often that has some of the best grass because that's where the water is found, and the sun hasn't dried out the grass there yet. But they can also be places of danger for the sheep. So as we go through our dark valleys and what I call places not of our own choosing, we can trust that God is going to meet us in those places, and we can find him walking with us through our trials. Because again, he never promised us the rose garden and no trials, just that he will walk with us through them. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. So the sheep learn to trust the shepherd, who uses his rod to protect and discipline the sheep, and then his staff to guide and to save them. A nice little hook can pull them out if they need something, if something goes wrong in the water. So we too can trust in God's guidance and his discipline and feel his comfort. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So often the shepherd, he has to actually go prepare the pasture for them because he needs to go find the poisonous plants that are there and he needs to remove them to keep his sheep safe. And a lot of times as they're going towards the pasture land, the predators will stay on the edges of plateau, waiting for a chance to attack. So the shepherd has to constantly be on guard for them as he moves them. So we can be confident that God is going to take care of our needs, even when we are in danger and the odds seem against us. You anoint my head with oil. I think this is cool too. So flying insects plague the sheep, especially in the hot summer months. And can you imagine, right, you can't really get your hoofs up there to get rid of the flies, and they would drive them nuts. But oil is a natural bug repellent, and it also helps aid healing of their skin. So the shepherd puts the oil mixture, and it has different spices with it, around the sheep's head to care for them and to keep the flies away. And God does the same thing for us. He provides us what we need for our bodies. My cup overflows. So the good shepherd, he provides more than just the bare necessities for his sheep. If you look at all the ways that he cares for them, loves on them, keeps them safe, he's willing to take the sheep to even better grazing and water sources, even if it means more cost and it's more dangerous just because it's better. He's going to take that much more care of them. So our provision from God is also abundant. He will more than provide for us. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. So sheep, when they're properly managed and cared for, they can actually aid in the fertility of the land, transforming wilderness into parkland, and fertile fields. So the shepherd actually makes blessings that follow his sheep. And we can see God's blessings on his people, whether it's individually with just us or collectively of God's people as we continue to serve him and walk his way. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So sheep, while they've gone out to pasture in the good months, they come back to the shepherd's property for fall and winter time. So we too then continue to live in God's provision and protection the rest of our lives. So we grow in our ability to trust in God and others as we experience God seeing us, soothing us, making us feel safe, and ultimately providing this deep sense of internal security that comes from our unbreakable connection with him. And one of the ways that we can experience God like this is by entering into Scripture using our imagination. And the 23rd Psalm is full of great language describing the Good Shepherd who does these things, and we learned about them above. So we're going to just take a few minutes before we go into communion and do a guided contemplation on the 23rd Psalm. I'm going to sit down and lead you through it. Y'all can just follow along and use your imaginations. Okay, so settle in and just get comfortable and allow yourself to close your eyes. And just take some real deep breaths, inhale and exhale. And I'm going to read completely through the psalm once. And then I'll read again and I'll pause at different verses and give you prompts just to help you enter into the scripture using your imagination. So allow yourself to go wherever you're led and experience the scripture as if you're present within it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As I read it the second time, I invite you to envision yourself within the text. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. How does the phrase, I shall not be in want, speak to you today?
By our faith in Christ, we need not worry, we need not want, we need not have any concerns at all by trusting you.
And y'all can respond just internally to yourself, would you? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Envision Jesus as your shepherd, inviting you to lay down in a green pasture. Feel the grass beneath your body. What do you smell? What do you hear? How are you feeling? Can you see the quiet stream beside you? What do you hear? Where do you feel rested in your body? Smell the fresh water. Rest there. Let Jesus restore your soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Jesus invites you to get up and to follow him along his path of righteousness. See him leading you with his rod and staff. How are you feeling as you follow him? What do you see along the road? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Watch as Jesus prepares a table for you. Look and see what he places on the table. Take your time, carefully look. Silently name what you see. Gather these things in your arms and into your heart. They are gifts that Jesus gives to you each day. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Watch as Jesus anoints your head with oil and pours his Holy Spirit into you and over you. Receive. Feel the oil on your head. Imagine yourself being like a cup filled to overflowing with Jesus' living water spilling out onto the ground around you. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Take a few moments to feel Jesus' love for you, his goodness surrounding you, and the truth that you dwell in his presence forever.